Joining me on the phone right now, it's Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. One person won the Powerball last night. Was it you?
Oh, I wish. I haven't even tried, but one of these days I might.
Yeah, you're hearing my voice right now, so that means I didn't win. I'm not coming back to this place if I win.
How amazing would that feel, though? Pretty cool.
Mega Millions is now up to $970 million. For the next drawing, for tomorrow's drawing. That's just out of control.
Oh, I can't even imagine it.
I wouldn't even know where to start with $970 million. What would I even start? I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know where I would start? I would start by giving my parents. You know, my parents have done so much for me.
Sure.
I would just hand them like half of it and be like, here, figure this out.
All right, here's the deal. I'll give my mom some money as long as she can do the math and figure out exactly how much she spent on me for my entire life. If she can do that and provide me with receipts, I will give her a return.
What about the interest, Kev? You gotta give her some interest. Come on.
All right, well, I'm not really interested in doing that. So.
All right, well, maybe we can dream for one day.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So,
but in the meantime.
Restaurant week, still going on.
Yes, it is. Okay, so Monday kicked off to go Rockford Region Restaurant Week. We're so happy about this. And then it was like the icing on the cake on Monday when they announced that indoor dining was now allowed. So that just brought another element to this. So definitely, if you are able and willing, go out and support local restaurants, bars, bakeries, cafes, brew pubs, wherever you want to go, as long as it's local throughout the Rockford region, and have some fun this week.
Yeah.
Now, it goes until Sunday. I will say gorockford.com/restaurantweek is where you can go to get the participating businesses, some attractions, and some really cool places like Stever Sandell's. They're also participating, so check it out. Some fun events for this weekend with the family. I also want to mention, too, if you want to be a Rockfoodian, you can still be a Rockfoodian. That means you go to Rockford Art Deli, pick up a t-shirt. Kev, are you a Rockfoodian?
I suppose so, yeah.
There you go. So there's a t-shirt at Rockford Art Deli. We've partnered with them. You pick it up, and proceeds for that go back to support the Winnebago County Restaurant Relief Fund. So that's a huge deal. And then also, if you want to win a $500 gift card, all you have to do is collect your receipts. They do not have to be from participating restaurants. I know we've had some questions about that. They do not have to be from them. They
okay.
do have to be local, however, so collect those receipts. The more receipts you submit to us, the more chances you have to win that $500 gift card that we're going to announce at the end of this, and that goes to support a local area business of your choice.
That's great. And that's a great thing that you guys are doing because, you know, we all love the Olive Garden, but it's important to support the local mom and pop businesses for sure. I mean, that's the, you know, I'm making a joke there, but at the same time, I'm serious
right.
about that. It's like,
true.
You know, once in a while, you should stop by a local place and see what they got going on.
There you go. And there's some delicious, wonderful options. So check it out if you can and have fun for the weekend. So that's going on. Also related to lunch, we have the Midway Village Museum. They do such a great job of having great events there. But they're going to host a lunch lectures. Now, this is on Zoom. It's actually today at noon, so get ready for that. But it's also a 7-week series. So stay tuned for more of these. I think it's really creative that they're bringing this to the table in your home where you as a family can learn and have fun at the same time. So this one today is going to be the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. And the speaker is going to be Sue Saunders, a history interpreter from Midway Village Museum.
All right. Are they still saying indivisible in the Pledge of Allegiance?
So.
I want to know why indivisible.
Well, you're going to have to go to this at noon and ask Ms. Saunders.
You know, when you call it a lecture, though, it makes it sound like my mom's going to come on and yell at me. That's what that makes it sound like. My mom's going to lecture me on the importance of hygiene or something.
Well, who wouldn't want to learn a little history, right? I love history.
Especially
right now. Yeah.
It's enriching. It's important to know where you came from and where things came from, for sure.
And it's one of those, like, quote-unquote sneaky ways to get your kids learning, but having fun, too. So, Midway Village Museum, yeah, they're wonderful at that. Now, speaking of the museum, they're also open now, so they meet the mitigation standards. So, it's Midway Village, we've got Discovery Center, Burpee, and so on. So, if you're out and about this weekend, you know, consider going and supporting the local museums as well.
Great.
And then we also have something outdoors for the family. This is on Saturday morning, 9:30 to 11. This, Kev, is, I don't know, were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout. I never went past Cub Scout level. I never quite got to the boy part.
Well, okay. So this is really creative, and I think that it's something that it can you can take it with you year after year. So Severson Bells Nature Center, you can go there this Saturday, and they are going to teach you how to build your own emergency shelter if you happen to be stuck out in the wilderness and you're on a hike or you're on an adventure in the wilderness and you need a shelter. They're going to teach you just how to do it with the elements around you.
That is something that you don't think you need to know. You know what I mean? Like, you
know, I know.
You don't stop to think, I'm going to need to know how to build an emergency shelter out of what I have around me.
Right. Who wouldn't want to learn this, though? I think this is a fabulous thing to do with the family. It's also very fun, too. So this is one of those other things where it's like you're together with the family, you're having fun, but you're also learning a valuable lesson here. So ages 7 and up can participate. Dress for the weather on Saturday. Of course, it's going to be chilly, so dress accordingly and wear some comfy shoes.
It's going to be very cold, which is going to give you more incentive to finish that shelter.
There you go. I think that's a really cool idea. I mean, build a snowman, sure, but build a shelter with your family. That's awesome.
You know, it'd be a fun contest is before you teach them how to do it, tell them to just do it and see what they come up with. See who could build the best one guessing how to do it and then tell them how wrong they are at the end of it.
And then tell them how wrong they are. Yes. So make them feel horrible and find out all the wrong that they did.
I would watch that on video for sure.
Oh, you're too funny. So that's going on this weekend. Those are the three top events in the Go Guide that comes out every Wednesday at 10. Definitely consider signing up for that to learn more. But, of course, just continue to eat, shop, and explore locally however you can.
For sure. All the events Andrea just talked about and more, always at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. As always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you next week.